Welcome to 20 Days with 1 Peter, blessing and purpose even in the midst of suffering, day 6. Let's begin with prayer. Father in heaven, thank you for opening our eyes and our hearts, for teaching us about your Son, Jesus. Please teach us how to honor you with our lives. By your Holy Spirit, we ask that you will shape us and mold us into the people that you would have us to be. We ask all of this in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. Once again, let's recap the context from chapter 1 so far to get started today. Peter has told us that God, in his great mercy, has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus. The salvation of our souls is so wonderful that as we love and believe in Christ, we can gain access to inexpressible joy. Because we have such a wondrous salvation ahead of us, Peter says we are to set our hope on the grace Jesus is bringing to us when he returns, living our remaining days on earth with the mindset of awareness and readiness, and remaining watchful. So what does a ready and watchful life look like? I'm glad you asked, because that brings us to today's passage, 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 14 through 21. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance, but just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, "Be holy because I am holy." Since you call on a Father who judges each person's work impartially, live out your time as foreigners here in reverent fear. For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for your sake. Through him, you believe in God, who raised him from the dead and glorified him, and so your faith and hope are in God. Our faith and hope are in God as we look forward to the grace Jesus will bring to us when he returns. As we live our remaining days on earth, as obedient children, our goal, our aim should be to no longer conform to the evil desires that we had back before we came to Christ. Instead, our goal is now to honor God by being holy in all we do. Did you notice that Peter said Jesus paid the highest of prices, his own precious blood, not only to pay the penalty of our sin, but also to redeem us from our old empty way of life? Jesus' goal was more than to simply bring us forgiveness. He died to set us free from our destructive way of living. Living for selfish pleasures, seeking to exalt ourselves over and above others, always chasing after more and more fame or possessions, selfishly provoking others to envy, wishing bad things upon others whenever they enjoy blessings that we don't have. Those are all empty ways of life. They lead to nowhere good. The highest price was paid to liberate us from those. So the last thing we should want to do is revert back to conforming to them. Now this is important though. We don't carry the burden of achieving goodness alone through sheer human effort. Our part is to take care of not allowing ourselves to mindlessly conform back to the old ways. We then invite God's Holy Spirit to transform us from the inside out. We don't conform to the world around us. We ask to be transformed by the Holy Spirit within us. God does his part. He helps us not only put away our ignorant ways of thinking and acting, God also helps us grow in new, joyful, peaceful ways of abundant life. More on that in tomorrow's devotional. Let's pray. Lord, please help us actively resist the rampant tendency to conform to the patterns of the world around us. Instead, help us to cooperate with your Holy Spirit. We ask you to transform us from the inside out. To you be all praise, glory, and honor forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks so much for joining us. May you have a very blessed day, and I hope to see you again tomorrow for day 7 of 20 Days with 1 Peter.